This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, good morning,
good day. Good day.
This is Salt and Light, and this is the program Salt and Light, and you are with the presenters, Delia and Brian Preston. We have an awesome lineup this afternoon.
Yes.
We have a wonderful woman of God who we've invited to come and join us this afternoon or this morning. She is an amazing woman of God, and you're going to get to know her. I'm just going to have Brian say good day today and greet everyone.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Good day, listeners. It's so good to be in your space on this device. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit, and I am Apostle Brian Preston with my lovely wife Delia. And Delia Preston, and this is the program called Salt and Light, and we just wanting to just uplift you today. We've come with a word of encouragement, a powerful woman of God that we've come to learn, and she came to visit our ministry on Sunday, and wow, what an amazing woman of God she is. Her name is, we call her short for Lee, amen, Helena Laguna. And she is disabled. You know, she can't see.
Visually impaired,
as they say. But you know what? What is so amazing about this woman of God, you know, and the other two that was Sister Joy and Nettie, you know, they just blessed us out of our socks on Sunday. And I thought, wow, let's interview her. Let's hear a little bit more, because I heard a voice full of the anointing and full of the presence of God. I heard her voice, and I was like, Lord, we have to get this woman of God on the radio just to share. We just want to share, you know, and so we are encouraged and we are blessed. So, Helena, can you maybe just greet the people of God? Just greet the people of God quickly.
Good afternoon, good morning, Siyabona, everybody. Thank you again, Pastor Brian and Pastor Delia, for doing me this honor. I'm so grateful, and I feel really honored that I could be here with you guys. And the story that I will tell you, I pray that you resonate to what I'm actually going to say, and how I got to be where I am, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So Lee, what was your experience on Sunday when you were just worshiping the Lord? Because, you know, for me, I just felt that when you were ministering, because, you know, there's a difference between singing and ministering, you know, and, you know, I just heard you minister. And for me, what I've experienced, you know, was it comes from a deep place, you know, it comes from the place of the presence of God. But what, in 1 minute, what was your experience ministering to such a lot of people? Because obviously you sing a lot, you know, maybe in this, like me, I don't have a voice like you, I sing in the shower. But what was it to minister, you know, what was your experience in a minute?
On Sunday,
yeah.
Wow, I was so fired up. There was so much power in the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ that was in the presence, was in that church, and I felt it through me. And always before I go and sing, I don't know what I'm going to sing, but I follow with the Holy Spirit, and He whispers to me what He wants to hear, and I go according to that. And I felt so blessed that I could be in the company of all these beautiful spiritual people. And I was, I'm so in awe of God, because He's always been there for me, you know. And it's through Him that I am still here today talking to you, brother.
Sure. Yeah, that's amazing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a song break. And when we come back, amen, we're gonna have some more conversation with Lee. And she's going to talk, you know, she's going to maybe share a background, where she comes from, where she's what she's doing currently. And we're just going to have an awesome time, you know, in the presence of the God, the Lord. The Bible says where two or three gathers in His name, there He's present. And without a shadow of a doubt, I still, you know, when I talk to you, Sister Lee, I still feel God's presence, you know, because I just feel God's presence. We know God's presence. We know that God is omnipresent, He's omniscient. But, you know, there's sometimes when you get into contact and close to people and what comes out of them, you can hear that person has been with Jesus. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a song break. And then when we come back, amen, then Sister Lee is going to just tell us about herself. Just enjoy the song. God bless.
Welcome back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we are speaking to Lee this afternoon, a wonderful woman of God that blessed our service on Sunday with her anointed voice. And what was so amazing was that although Lee is visually impaired, every song was her own song, you know, and there was such an anointing in the place on Sunday, and she even had standing ovations. Lee, we actually forgot to tell you that we were standing.
Sure.
Oh my word.
We forgot to tell you that there were people standing. But Lee,
I couldn't see the beautiful faces.
Exactly. I actually only realized it now. But it was so wonderful.
God is good.
It was so wonderful to have you. And I think what really stood out for me when Apostle Brian said, you know, that there are people in the house that, you know, they've got all of their body parts working. They can see, they can hear, they can speak. And yet they shy away from the call of God. They shy away from what God is wanting them to do. They hide, they shrink back, they prefer being comfortable. And here, these women who, where it's not easy, like even now, I only realized now talking to you that you possibly didn't even see the people that were standing, because we just take it for granted, you know, that you could possibly see that. You understand? We that are visual, we don't even realize the little things.
That's right.
The little things that we take so for granted that someone else is not able to do, and yet you came, you were there, you blessed God's people.
Thank you, Lord.
There was an outpouring, there was an excitement in the house, you know, and that truly blessed me and moved me so much. And so I want to ask you, Lee, where did it start? What was your childhood like? What happened that you know, your eyesight is gone? I don't know how much percentage you have, or is it completely gone?
It's completely gone, yeah.
Sure. So share with us, what was childhood like, and where did it all start?
Okay, I grew up in a house, very abusive. My dad towards my mother, and of course, a few of us got the knocks as well. I used to hide under the bed. And my other brother used to tell me, you must keep quiet because otherwise daddy's going to come and eat us as well. And, you know, it went on and on like that. And every Sunday evening, we are told by our mother, what a sweet, sweet woman. God bless her soul. She used to tell us, I'm divorcing your dad tomorrow. And then we will just say, yes, mommy. And we grew up, and as I became older, they used to call me Calamity Jane, because everything used to happen to me. I had to fall in a hole, or I trip over something, or I faint, or, you know. But grew up, and also beaten quite a bit. My dad, that also kicked me in my stomach. So today I suffer with vertigo whenever I'm immobile, you know.
Sure.
But Sister Joy, praise her. God must bless her, really. She gave me the remedy of ginger. So now I put a stick of ginger in my mouth when I'm traveling.
And it works,
And
sure.
but yeah, I get back into teenage days. Most of the time I used to play soccer with my brothers. I had four brothers and one baby sister. God bless the soul. She passed away the 30th of April. As I grew older, I felt I need to get out of Ocean View, you know. And at the age of 19, I was actually sexually assaulted. Getting past that, baby was born and it was adopted. I didn't even know how to look after myself. I was so broken. And but he passed away at the age of 19, but I got to know him as well. And
Wow.
life went on, and I was still working at Gabriel Shock Absorbers at the time until 1989. And then, of course, there was the strike, you know, of factories and that for more money. Moved out there, and then I got hooked on the theater, the Cape Ep Theater, Nico Malan Theater in Cape Town.
Okay.
I had to go and do quick changes, you know, with the actresses and Basil Apollos and Vanessa Williams and Yvette Brim. I met all these beautiful people there, and I was there for a while for quick changes. I also landed up in Grahamstown doing King Lear and the first Romeo and Juliet with a colored girl acting next
Wow,
to a white
that's
guy. And
awesome.
yeah, so I've had all that experiences, and then in 1991, I landed up as a bouncer at one of the clubs in Loop Street in Cape Town. And my bestie friend, Kenny Lake, she said, "You like this, so why don't you go and do security or navy or police?" And I spoke to my mom about it, and she said, No, your father's already there, your brother's already there, so I don't want you there, it's not a good place." I said, "Okay, security." She said, "What do they do?" I said, "They just guard the place and they walk with a baton and a radio." So she said, Okay, fine." So then I did the training for about 3 months. Yeah, I felt like a soldier and strong when I got past that. And yes, I was working for quite a few companies during my years. I landed up at Delray Hardware doing retail security. I became the health and safety manager there. And sadly, that to end in 2008. I couldn't because they took over management and it was builders' hours, builders' warehouse now at the moment. So most of us were retrenched. Sad
Wow.
story, but life went on, and then I got odd jobs here and there, and getting back into the security trade as a woman, it's very, very heavy because now I've got all these accolades under my name, but nobody wants to accept you because you got too much
Awesome.
certificates.
Awesome. So
But
tell
yes, eventually somebody gave me a boots up name.
tell me, Lee, we just want to also find out, man. So you weren't born blind, not no.
No, sir. No,
Okay.
no.
So tell
I
me,
wore specs.
where did that start when you begin to realize that
That was
you
in 2019.
2019.
2019, yes,
Sure.
2019, I had to go for new specs. And when I received the spectacles and they checked, and I said, "I can't see through this, it's like blur." She
Okay.
says, "No, it's not possible." I said, "I cannot." And I took it off. And then I put on my old specs so then I could see, you know, some of the words on the board. But when I put on these new ones, it's not working.
All
They
right.
checked my eyes, then said, they're going to send me to an eye specialist.
All right.
It was at Tigerberg, yeah. Got there. They pushed some ear drops in the eyes to dilate the eyeballs and that. And then came to doctor, this doctor. I'm not going to mention his name. But Yeah, he did a laser treatment on my eyes, and he said he's gonna go in there and blaze the fire because there's a red bubble behind my eyes. And he said to me, he promised me, he said, "I promise you, you're gonna see properly after this. You will be able to see far, you know, won't even need your specs." I believed him, and the laser treatment was very, very painful. I moved away thrice. And he told me, "Don't be like a baby. We're almost done." And but this time, I'm crying already. And
Sure,
so he said,
that's
"Okay,
hectic,
it's
yeah.
done." And I could not see anything. Everything was blur. I could not see his face. And he led me to a sitter, and he said, "Sit there for an hour, and it will clear up, and then you can go home." Which I
Sure.
did. After an hour, it's still, I'm keeping my eyes closed, and it was still like that. And then the receptionist told me, "Is there somebody that can come fetch me?" I said, "No," because I didn't know it's going to be like this, you know. So she said, "It will come, right? Don't worry."
Okay.
Okay, so I clocked in my folder, went home. But you know, getting out of Tygerberg Hospital, there's that four road highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I could not get. I'm just here listening to the cars as vroom, 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 vroom,
Passing you
passing me
by,
all
yeah.
the time. Then
Okay.
eventually, a lady came to my rescue, and by this time I was very, very emotional, crying, and she helped me over the road, and she said she's so sorry that she can't help me further, but she must go
Yeah.
to the left, and I'm going to the right. And she put me at the fence. I
So,
didn't know where the fence was. And another uncle actually came to me.
okay. So Lee,
And
we have to cut you short, man. Sorry for that, because our time,
okay.
yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just have to go into a song break, and then when we come back, please stay on the dial, and then we will continue to chat with Lee as he shares story with us. And I trust that, you know, for the reason
Okay.
for her being on the show, you know, on this program today is, you know, I want to say today to every listener out there, you know, let us stop making excuses for where we are at, you know, because sometimes, you know, we can be disabled, but I believe that God in His great power can even turn around every disability and make it into ability to lift up His name and to live a life that is pleasing and honoring to Him. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go into a song break. Please stay on the dial, and then we will chat some more with Lee. Good afternoon, good day, ladies and gentlemen. We are speaking to the sister Lee today, and she lives at a grassy park. It's for the place of the blind, where the blind and some disabled people, and she's a resident there. Yeah, so we were talking to her, and she was just sharing about the life story and what I found out today, you know, because some people are born blind, and some people, you know, they get to that place where their eyes don't want to function accordingly. And so Lee, you were playing some songs on Sunday and at our church, at the ministry, and like I said, I was so blessed. The songs was for me, my experience was, you know, I could hear that this is not just this is not just talent, but this is the anointing, you know, because it's the difference between a talent and the anointing. So Lee, tell us, you know, when you how do you get the songs? How do you, you know, do you just, you know, get lyrics? Just how's that?
I truly honest, it's all about God.
Yeah.
It's Him. He puts these words or tunes into my head. Sometimes the words come, sometimes the tune come afterwards. And he lets me decipher where what words should fit into where, you know. Sometimes a bit difficult because I go over the song in my head over and over and over
All
until
right.
I feel okay. That sounds a bit right. So yeah.
Okay.
He
So
helps me.
did you have a relationship with Christ before this thing happened with your eyes? Did you have a relationship with the Lord, or did you come to the Lord after?
No, I had a very good relationship with him at Grace of God Church in Fort Road, Paro, when I
Okay.
gave myself to the Lord.
Awesome. And how long has it been since you're serving the Lord?
Honestly, that was in 2014 when I gave myself to the Lord.
Is it? And this whole thing that happened with your eyesight, how did that impact your walk with God?
Oh, it was a challenge, to be quite honest. And I knew God was there. So I used to feel his presence. And when I went into depression for almost a year, I didn't touch my guitar. And one day, on a rainy day, I just whispered and said, "I gave you a gift, a talent. Why are you sitting and moping? Come sing for me."
Sure.
I just picked up the guitar and sang the old gospel songs that I wrote before. And
Sure.
I realized this is actually God giving me all these words. It's all about Him for me to speak out and sing out what He's
Amen.
done in our lives and what He's still gonna do, you know. So
Sure.
I'm so much in awe with God. Yes, amen.
You know, Lee, I was as you're speaking right now, I was thinking of there was a certain blind man, the Bible says he was sitting at the gate called Beautiful in the book of Acts, I believe, and the Bible says at the hour of prayer, Peter and John went up, to go and pray. So obviously they, to me, if I read the setting, they were on their way to church, and this blind man was begging, and sometimes, through a disability, that can make people or take you into a like a a begging mode or a feeling sorry for yourself. And obviously it's easy for me to speak because I'm not, I don't have this disabled, but there's so many people there are they like I said on Sunday, and I keep coming back onto this. So many people in this life, they have their body parts, they can use every body part, but they are still disabled because I believe that that is a, it's a mentality, it's a mindset. Like the man that sat at the church called Beautiful, at the gate called Beautiful, and he was begging for alms. But Peter, he was lame. The Bible says he was lame at the, from birth. And Peter said, John and Peter said, look at us. And his attention went to them, and they said, silver and gold we do not have, but what we do have we give to you in the name of Jesus. So what had happened to that man, as he found Christ, he find a savior, and this is so beautiful what I see in your life, that yes, because you can also get into that place that you said you were for about a year in a state of depression where you didn't even touch the guitar, and so some people can blame God, this, listeners, many bad things happen to good people, but then, some people begin to blame God instead of drawing closer to Him. And this is what I keep on, I'm experiencing this with you, with your songs, when you play, I keep on experiencing that you have a deep relationship, and out of that relationship, this fellowship with God, and instead of, because of what had happened, many people can turn away from Christ, but this actually brought you closer to your Lord and Savior. And this is what I like and what I sense, in your life. And I'm so blessed by that, Pastor Delia. You were saying, Pastor
So,
Delia?
Lee, explain to us how was that journey for you? Did you ever go to that place of, blaming God, asking God, why did this happen to you?
I was thinking, why now, but I never questioned God because, I was still breathing, I could still walk, I could talk. So I couldn't blame God, you see, because He was still there for me. It's just this, I think I was more in shock, because I was just not dealing with it as I should have, because I had rejection from friends and family, And I praise God that He put me in the capable hands of my cousin Joyce Lagoma from Ocean View, and three friends that was been with in my life for the past 34 years. Kenilek and Jackie Kennedy and Patsy. And you know, I'm so grateful that there's people like that still today in my life. And I can just thank God. I always say to God, I bless you for blessing me for all these blessings in my life and these people that are still in my life. No matter what happens, they stuck by me, you know. And God is my rock, you know. I'm always talking to him no matter what time. I find myself waking up 1 o'clock in the morning and I will say my prayers and realize, okay, it's still sleepy time, you know, go back to sleep. But yes, I just love speaking to God because I am who I am because of him. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And how did things transition for you from, you know, being able to do things for yourself and being able to see and now not being able to? What was that transition like?
Oh, it was very difficult, but I started accepting it, and you know, I went back to the age of 14 years old, especially with me playing the guitar. I learned to play the guitar at the age of 14.
Wow.
Just watching my dad playing the guitar and my uncles them, and I used to see where their fingers are, and then I used to keep my eyes closed and just to put my fingers on the strings.
Sure.
And keep my eyes closed while I'm listening. Okay, is that the right tune? And you know, and today I realize that God actually prepared me for this.
Come on,
He's prepared me for this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because when I sing, my eyes are also closed, you know.
Yeah.
And wow. I can just be in awe of God. It's only Him, and it's all about Him, you know. And if I can bring songs through administering in song about God, Lord Jesus, what He has done for us, for me, I can. Only be I can actually I feel honored every time I sing a song that God has put
sure.
in my brain.
Praise
to
God.
Sing, to get out there for the people to sing. Yes,
praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back into a song break, unfortunately, but when we come back, God just popped something into my spirit, and we will chat about that, Lee. So when we come back, please, ladies and gentlemen, stay on the dial. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit, and this is a program called Salt and Light with myself, Pastor Brian, and my beautiful wife, Delia, whom I love with every fiber in my body. Please stay on the dial as
Amen.
We come back to another song. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian and my wife, Delia, and you are tuned in on the program called Salt and Light, and we have Lee with us in sharing a testimony, and, you know, we are so blessed by your life, and we are so blessed by what we experience. You know, and Lee, as you were talking, God just put this in my spirit. You know, you ended off by saying that you believe that God prepared you for this time and for, you know, with the songs that he put in your spirit, you know. And but you know what I've experienced when you said that, you know, then I experienced that this guitar that God placed in your hands is not only a guitar, but it's actually a weapon of warfare. That's what the Lord was, you know,
yes.
and I believe, like, you know, I just want to speak it right now over your life in the name of Jesus. I believe that, you know, that when you play these songs, because you see these songs, it's not something that you have cropped up somewhere, but it is something, a substance that God placed in your spirit. And so when you play that instrument and when you play the chords, you know, you play the song of the Lord. And I believe prophetically that the angels of God, I believe that, you know, even in your private worship, your worship becomes a worship. And then when you play the instruments and you play and you sing these lyrics, that I believe that it is penetrating the hearts of men and women, drawing them closer to God, knowing that, Father, you know, whatever it's going on around me, whatever disability I have, whatever problem I have, whatever depression, whatever it is, that then that warfare, hallelujah, that weapon, that guitar becomes a weapon of warfare. And just as you strum that chords with your fingers, it is like when David played the harp before King Saul, the Bible says, evil spirits leave him. And so I believe prophetically, Lee, that you see, you say that God prepared you for this time, for such a time as this. And I want to speak this over your life, over the highways, over the airwaves today, that, you know, God has placed this anointing in you, that as you play this instrument, that people will get delivered, that people will find peace, that hope will come again into the hearts of people. I want to say, Lee, keep on playing for Jesus. Keep on worshiping him, because you see, this is the thing with David. His private worship, you know, when he worshiped God privately, he made a public spectacle of Goliath the giant. Because why? You know what? He experienced the presence of the Lord, you know, in the wilderness when the bear came, when the lion came. So when he stood in front of Goliath, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defy God and the armies of God?" Mm. So I just wanted to release that in your life, Lee, that, you know, keep on playing for the Lord.
Oh, I received that. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, brother. Thank you.
I can agree, Lee, when I heard you play on Sunday, it is it comes from a deep place. My favorite song that you played was the first song, Fill Me Up. I think it was Fill Me Up. Or Fill Me Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That for me was...
Fill Me Up.
That was so beautiful, you know, and not just beautiful, but you can sense that it comes from a deep place. How has your worship changed now that obviously life has changed and you are in a different season? I love also what Apostle Brian said, that God prepared you. The fact that you said that you used to play your guitar, closed eyes, not looking at the chords and your fingers.
Sure.
And the transition for you was so easy because you already didn't look at what you were doing. And that in itself is amazing. So how has it changed for you?
On my spiritual path to God, I've grown. I feel I have grown, amen. I'm still not the mustard seed yet, but I have definitely grown more in spirit, closer to God, and my relationship, I can feel, has grown more and more. And I will keep on praying and worshiping God, because without him, we are nothing. I'm nothing, you know, and that's why I am. My grace in the morning is always asking for forgiveness and thanking him for opening our eyes every morning and breathing life into our lungs every day and protecting us, you know. And I can also just praise and worship him all the time. Oh, sometimes when I'm alone in the room and I'm just singing my heart's, to my heart's content, I feel the Spirit move me so much that I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying, but I feel I'm seeing God. I'm singing to God, actually, in my room, you know, and it feels so warm and wonderful and beautiful.
Sure.
And
praise God.
It's priceless. I can't explain exactly how, but it's priceless how I feel towards God. And this song that you're talking about, Fill Me Up, that's about 2 months old.
2 months
and,
old, wow.
2 months old, yes. And my latest one is a love song to God, you know.
Wow.
But I'm still working on it and unscrambling the words.
Sure. I believe, as you're speaking, Lee, you know, when you worship in your private capacity with God, you know, and even as that first song that you sang at Light Ministries on Sunday morning, Fill Me Up, you know, I believe that God will fill you up, and he will put the lyrics You know, he'll put the words in your spirit just as he did before, you know. But I believe yes. that the deeper you go with him, you know, in your private capacity, in your personal capacity, mm. it's there where the exchange takes place, you know.
Yes.
It's there. And yes. you know what about, you said that you were playing actually close eyes, you know. I believe that, you know, when the eyes is closed, you will not be intimidated by what you see. Because you see sometimes, you know, us that can see with our eyes, when God puts something in our spirit, we sometimes cancel it out by what we see with the natural eye, you know, and mm. here you are. And when God put it in your spirit, nothing can intimidate you, but you just stepping out there. And you know what? God, you have given me the song. You have put this lyrics in my spirit, and I'm just going to give you glory mm. with it, you know. And that is so, so powerful, you know. The scripture that comes mm. to my heart, and I think I shared it on Sunday, eyes to see. We've, some people have got eyes to see but cannot see.
Oh, yes.
Ears to hear, but they yeah. cannot hear, you know. And you are on yeah. the frequency, you know, with this. You know, forgive me for saying with this disability, you know, this disability is actually making it, you know, ability to be on the frequency in the Amen. Presence of God, a frequency. You see, yes, I just feel the presence Amen. Of God. You know, it, like I say, the Bible says we're two or three gathered in His name. And I just, every time I just experience this with you, and I just believe. You know what I want to say prophetically, Lee? You're going to laugh. But I'm going to say to this prophetically, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Because God, He is so wonderful. It's such a privilege and an honor to speak to you, Lee. Such a privilege.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the one thing I've learned walking with God is that whatever the enemy has meant for evil, God always turns around for his yes. good. He turns yes. a mess into a message.
Yes, yes. I do that at times when I feel the devil is trying to get closer, and I will just grab the guitar and just sing.
Sure.
I will just sing. I will sing him away.
Amen. And so that has become your very weapon, the very thing that the enemy wanted to take you out yeah. of, you know, is the very thing that God is going to use to bless you and bless others.
Thank you.
So that's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, such an amazing, amazing gift. And, you know, there's one thing that God didn't give me, you know, He put words in my mouth to minister, you know, and I look at my son, Liam. And that comes from my uncles, my mother's brothers. You know, they were all, you know, instrument. My one uncle played the saxophone, and my other uncle played the trek orgel, ne? The orgel, what is your trek? You know, and I think it passed me by, and it came to Liam, my baby boy, because he can play the guitar and he can play the drum. So, but
yes,
I'm not going to question God.
Person. I felt that. Oh my goodness!
I'm not going to question God. I'm just going to
so
say God. Thank you for who you have made us. And yes, but Lee, we have to go, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go in the song break. Yes. And when we come back, we have our last 5 minutes. Oh, the show went so quick. Yo, there's so many things that I still want to ask Lee and speak to her. But enjoy the song, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back. Everyone, I trust that you are enjoying this interview with Lee, such a special person, you know, that God is using. And we want to say this afternoon, and I think Lee can agree with me, you know, that if God can use us, if God can use Lee, God can use anyone. In fact, the Bible says that He takes the lowly things of this world, the despised Amen. Things, to confound the wise. Amen. And so Lee, just share with us, you know, if there's someone that is at their lowest right now, can you just give them a word of encouragement this afternoon and just share from your experience and how God has taken you out of your low places?
Yes. You know, as I always will say, I'll thank and praise God all the days of my life. And don't be discouraged. Don't feel discouraged, because God is holding your hand, you know. And He's always there. He's never forsaken me or you. He is so worthy to be praised, and I can just say, keep on trying. Don't go and climb into that black box.
Sure.
Try and stay out of it and keep trying and keep praising and worshiping God. And as you are waiting, you pray in faith and things will happen. You must just believe and have faith. Like this one song of mine, it says, God is hope. You know, when everything goes wrong, God is hope and he will keep you strong. No matter troubles comes your way, just remember God is hope. Amen.
Amen. Wow, Lee, that's awesome. You know, when you're talking and, you know, and my thoughts are towards these songs because, you know, sometimes, you know, when something is birthed by God, there's always attack on it. I'm just reminded of Jesus. There were so many attacks, you know, at his birth, you know, even before and even after, you know, and there's something about these songs that needs to go out because I believe, like I said, I believe that these songs are coming from the heart of God right into your spirit and singing it over his people. There's a scripture in the Bible that says he sings songs of rejoicing and deliverance over me, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to give Lee's details. Maybe if somebody wants to bless her, if somebody wants to sow into her life, you know, if somebody just want to give her a call and just chat some more, her number is 065-988-8631. You know, if you want to be a blessing, if you've been blessed by even this, you know, just, you know, I say it's blessed to be a blessing, you know, it's more blessed to give, you know, and I just want to pray quickly. I want to pray over Lee. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I just want to pray
for those that are.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, Father. Lord, I thank you for Lee. I thank you for her life. I thank you what you are doing, my God, in our life. And Father, how you lifted them, my God, out of that place of depression, out of, Lord, that place of, Lord Jesus, that deep place, Father God. But Father, you lifted them, my God. Your word declares that you are the lifter of our head. You are our glory. I pray, my God, for every person that is disabled, my God, that has maybe turned their back on you, Father God. Maybe there are people listening and things are happening and they're blaming you and say, God, but why did you allow this? Why now this in my life? I pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you will touch them by your presence and your power, that you will minister to each and every one, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, to those that is listening in, my God, I pray that hope will arise, Father God, Father, because you are the one. You are our joy, my God. You are our peace, Father. When we seem troubled and tried, my God, you are our peace, the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. And Father God, today I speak the blessing of God over each and every listener in their homes, wherever they're listening from on the devices, my God. I speak the blessing of God that make it rich and add no sorrow. I speak peace over their borders, my God. Lord, I pray over Lofop, my God, all that inhabitants of Lofop, my God. Lord, even when they don't even receive visitations from family members, people have just forgotten. I pray that you will remember, Father God. Jesus. You remember all our sacrifices and our burnt offerings, Father God. Though men may write us off, my God, you take us in, Father God. When we are forsaken, my God, we are taken in by you,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And I pray, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord,
for your grace, your peace and your mercy. I plead the blood of Jesus over Lee, over Lofop, my God, over all the people of Lofop. And I pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Lee, this was too short, to be very honest with you. Way, way too short. So we're going to trust God and we're going to believe God to have you again. You know, and by
bring your guitar.
And by the grace of God, we are going to live. This is a recording, but we are going to go live and we are going to tell the world that Jesus Christ is alive because we are alive. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for your time, Lee. May God bless you and you have yourself a wonderful, awesome day further in Jesus' name.
And the same to you,
amen,
and Sister Dill as well.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll have to cut it there. Thank you so very much for your time, ladies and gentlemen, and hope to see you again on this dial. God bless you. God bless you.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.